Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Smart Women Finish Rich. Expanded and Updated is a personal finance guide by David Bach, written specifically for women who want to build financial security and independence through practical, repeatable habits. Rather than presenting finance as a technical subject reserved for experts, the book frames money management as a matter of education, planning, and consistent action. Its central purpose is to help readers understand how their financial lives are shaped by everyday choices, workplace benefits, investing habits, debt decisions, and long-term planning. The expanded edition updates the original program for contemporary financial concerns while keeping the same core message: women can take control of their money regardless of income, level, or current knowledge. The book is also notable for its direct coach-like style, which aims to reduce intimidation and turn financial organization into a manageable process. It belongs to the self-help personal finance category, but with a clear focus on the life circumstances and financial realities that many women face. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 9-step framework built around financial behavior, not financial jargon. The book is structured as a 9-step program, which gives it a practical and sequential design rather than a theoretical one. Bach uses that format to make financial improvement feel accessible. Readers are not asked to master complex markets before acting, but to follow a series of clear habits that improve money management over time. This matters because the book is aimed at people who may be starting from uncertainty or inexperience. Its emphasis is not on sophisticated investing tactics, but on everyday discipline, such as organizing accounts, creating savings routines, and understanding how money flows through a household. By presenting finance as a set of behaviors, the book lowers the barrier to entry and helps readers build confidence before complexity. The structure also encourages consistency, which is important in personal finance because progress usually depends on repetition rather than dramatic one-time decisions. In that sense, the 9-step model is both an instructional device and a philosophy of gradual wealth building. Secondly, why the book centers women's financial realities rather than generic money advice. A defining feature of the book is that it does not treat women as a side audience for standard personal finance advice. Instead, it addresses issues that are especially relevant to women, including longer life expectancy, career interruptions, and the need to plan for financial independence across different life stages. This focus gives the book a more specific social and practical frame than many general finance books. It recognizes that financial decisions are shaped by employment patterns, family responsibilities, and retirement timing, so advice must account for those realities. The result is a guide that is less about abstract wealth accumulation and more about ensuring stability, flexibility, and control over time. The book also speaks to the emotional side of money, including fear, confusion, and hesitation, which can prevent readers from acting. By combining practical planning with an understanding of money psychology, Bach makes the book more relevant to readers who want guidance that reflects real-life constraints rather than idealized financial scenarios. Thirdly, pay yourself first and use automation to make saving unavoidable. One of the most important ideas in the book is the principle of paying yourself first, which means directing money towards savings and investing before it can be absorbed by discretionary spending. Bach presents this as a foundational habit because it turns wealth building into an automatic process rather than a decision that must be renegotiated every month. The logic is behavioral as much as mathematical. Many people fail to save not because they lack income, but because saving happens only after all other expenses have been paid. Automation solves that problem by making the desired action the default. The book extends this idea through automatic investing, which reduces reliance on willpower and makes long-term financial progress more consistent. This approach is especially useful for readers who feel overwhelmed by budgeting or assume they need large sums to begin. Bach's method suggests that steady, systematic saving can outperform sporadic effort. The strength of this topic is that it converts a difficult habit into a routine mechanism, helping readers create financial discipline without requiring constant self-control. Fourthly, the Lotti factor and the book's case for small spending trade-offs. The Lotti factor is one of the book's most recognizable concepts, and it captures Bach's argument that modest, repeated discretionary spending can carry a large long-term cost. The idea is not that small pleasures are inherently wrong, but that everyday spending patterns should be understood in relation to opportunity cost. A recurring purchase may seem harmless in isolation, yet over time it can represent money that could have been invested and grown. This concept is powerful because it translates abstract financial discipline into a concrete comparison that readers can easily understand. It does not depend on extreme austerity. Instead, it asks readers to notice the cumulative effect of minor habits. That makes the book more practical than advice that relies on drastic sacrifice, since Bach is not demanding perfection or deprivation. He is arguing for awareness and prioritization. The larger point is that wealth is often built less by occasional large decisions than by hundreds of small ones, which means readers can improve their finances by changing daily routines rather than waiting for a major lifestyle overhaul. Lastly, a moderate investing strategy that begins before debt is fully eliminated. The book is also notable for its investing philosophy, which is more moderate and long-term oriented than some other popular debt-focused systems. Bach encourages readers to start retirement investing while managing debt, rather than postponing all investing until every liability is gone. This position reflects a belief in the power of time, and compounding delaying investing can carry a high opportunity cost, especially for readers with long horizons before retirement. The book therefore stresses the importance of balancing debt management with participation in investment growth. It also emphasizes conventional, accessible tools such as retirement accounts and employer benefits, rather than speculative or highly aggressive strategies. That makes the advice easier for a broad audience to apply, especially readers who want a realistic plan instead of a high-risk path. The practical implication is that financial independence is built through steady participation in the market, not through dramatic bets or perfect timing. Bach's approach stands out because it tries to make investing feel compatible with ordinary life, which is important for readers who want structure without financial extremism. In conclusion, Smart Women Finish Rich, Expanded and Updated, is best suited for women who want a clear, structured introduction to personal finance, especially those who are beginning to save, invest, or plan seriously for retirement. It is also useful for readers who already understand some financial basics but want a more organized system for turning knowledge into habits. The book offers practical benefits in several areas. It clarifies the logic of paying yourself first, shows how automation can reduce reliance on willpower, and helps readers see how small daily spending choices affect long-term wealth. Its intellectual value lies in the way it connects financial planning with behavior, life stage, and confidence, rather than treating money as a purely technical subject. Compared with many personal finance books, it stands out because it is explicitly designed around women's financial realities and because it uses a coach-like, step-by-step format that is approachable without being simplistic. It does not ask readers to embrace extreme frugality or speculative investing. Instead, it argues for consistent, realistic progress. That combination makes it a durable and practical guide in the women's finance category. If you would like to support David Bach, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.